Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, Holly's Christmas Pie. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. It was no secret in Hollow Hills that Holly's Diner made the best Christmas pie in town. Every December, locals and visitors alike would flock to the little diner on Main Street, eager to taste the rich, spiced apple cranberry pie that Holly only made during the holiday season. Some claimed it was the flaky crust that made it special. Others swore by the perfectly balanced sweetness of the filling. But if you asked Mr. Abernathy, he'd tell you there was something magical about that pie. Something that could mend even the most broken of hearts. It was a snowy afternoon, and the diner was bustling with customers when Mr. Abernathy, a regular who had been coming to Holly's since it first opened, took his usual seat at the counter. Holly greeted him with her warm smile and a steaming cup of coffee.
"Good to see you, Mr. Abernathy,"
Holly said, sliding the coffee toward him.
"Here for the usual?"
Mr. Abernathy chuckled, his gray eyes twinkling.
"Of course. Can't go Christmas season without my slice of that famous pie."
Holly nodded and set about slicing a generous piece for him. As she placed the plate in front of him, he looked at the pie, then back at her, his smile fading slightly.
"You know, Holly,"
he began,
"there's something I've been meaning to tell you. Your pie, it saved me."
Holly paused, her hand resting on the counter.
"Saved you?"
Mr. Abernathy nodded, his expression turning serious.
"It was the first Christmas after Margaret's passed,"
he said softly, his voice roughened by age and emotion.
"I didn't think I'd make it. The house was too quiet and everything felt wrong without her there. I started coming here more often just to get out of the house. And then one day, you gave me a slice of your Christmas pie."
He looked down at the plate, a wistful smile tugging at his lips.
"I can't explain it, but when I took that first bite, something changed. It was like a weight lifted off my chest. I didn't feel so alone anymore. And every year since then, that pie has given me a little bit of peace."
Holly felt a lump form in her throat. She'd always known her Christmas pie was popular, but she hadn't realized it touched Mr. Abernathy so deeply.
"I'm glad it helped,"
she said, her voice soft. Mr. Abernathy nodded, then leaned in slightly as if sharing a secret.
"I know this may sound strange, but I think there's more to your pie than just sugar and spices. I think it's got a little magic in it."
Holly blinked, surprised by the statement. But as the words settled in the air, her mind drifted back to a Christmas long ago. A Christmas that had been anything but ordinary. It was the first Christmas after Margaret Abernathy had passed away. The diner had been quiet that season, as many of the regulars, including Mr. Abernathy, were grieving her loss. Holly had been in the kitchen late one night, preparing for the next day's baking, when the temperature in the room had suddenly dropped. At first, Holly had thought it was a draft from the window, but as she turned to check, the air grew even colder, and a strange chill ran down her spine. The lights flickered, and in the dim glow, she saw it. A figure, faint and wispy, standing near the stove. Holly's heart pounded in her chest. The figure was hard to make out at first, just a shadowy shape in the mist. but as it moved closer, she saw the outline of a woman. Her features soft and familiar, though Holly couldn't quite place where she had seen them before. For a moment, Holly had been frozen in place, unsure whether to run or speak, but the figure didn't move to harm her. Instead, it drifted toward the counter where Holly had been kneading dough for her Christmas pie. The ghostly figure paused, hovering near the ingredients. Holly, gathering her courage, whispered,
"Who are you? What do you want?"
The figure raised a hand, pointing to a small jar on the shelf, the one containing Holly's secret blend of spices for her pie. The ghost's touch, though faint, caused the jar to wobble slightly, and as it did, Holly suddenly recognized her. It was Margaret Abernathy. Holly's breath caught in her throat. The ghostly figure of Margaret moved silently, guiding Holly's hand toward the jar. Then, with a soft voice, almost like a sigh carried on the wind, the spirit spoke.
"Add a touch more cinnamon and this."
Margaret's ghostly form seemed to shimmer. Her eyes, kind yet filled with something Holly could only describe as longing.
"It's for him,"
she whispered.
"For my husband. This will mend his heart, one slice at a time."
And with that, the figure faded into the air, leaving Holly standing alone in her kitchen, the pouch of spices still in her hand. Holly blinked, returning to the present. She looked at Mr. Abernathy, who was savoring his slice of pie, his eyes closed as if lost in a memory. She had never told anyone about that night, about the ghostly figure in her kitchen, or the strange spice that had somehow become a part of her recipe ever since. As she stood there, watching Mr. Abernathy enjoy his pie, she realized something.
"Mr. Abernathy?"
Holly said softly.
"There's something I've been meaning to tell you too."
He looked up, surprised by her tone.
"What's that?"
Holly hesitated, then smiled gently.
"The first year after Margaret passed, I had a strange experience in my kitchen. I don't know if it was a dream or something more, but I saw her. She gave me something."
Mr. Abernathy's brow furrowed.
"Margaret? What did she give you?"
Holly reached behind the counter, receiving the small jar of spices she had kept all these years.
"This,"
she said, holding it up.
"She told me to use it in my Christmas pie. She said it would help you, help mend your heart."
For a long moment, Mr. Abernathy stared at the jar, his eyes wide with disbelief. He took a deep breath, his voice trembling slightly.
That was Margaret's favorite spice,"
he whispered.
"She used to put it in everything, especially her Christmas cookies. I haven't tasted it since she passed."
Holly smiled, her heart swelling with warmth.
"I think she wanted you to know she's still with you, in every slice of pie."
Tears welled in Mr. Abernathy's eyes, and he quickly wiped them away, chuckling softly.
"I guess I was right then. There really is magic in your pie."
Holly reached out and gently squeezed his hand.
"It's not my magic," she said. "It's hers."
That Christmas, Holly's diner was filled with the usual warmth and cheer. But for Mr. Abernathy, there was something more. Each bite of Holly's Christmas pie brought with it the comforting presence of his late wife, reminding him that love, even after loss, never truly fades. And though he couldn't explain it, he knew that the magic of that pie, of Margaret's love, would stay with him for every Christmas to come.